the night, I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? Oh, how could you be so heartless?
How could you be so cold as the winter wind when it breeze, yo? Remember that you talking to me, though. You need to watch the way you talking to me, yo. I mean, after all the things that we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got into. Hey, yo, I know what some things that you ain't told me. Hey, yo, I did some things, but that's the old me. And now you wanna get me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, well, I got homies. But in the end, it's still so lonely.
In the night, I hear him talk, the cold.
Why we up 3 a.m. on the phone? Why do she be so mad at me for? Homie, I don't know, she's hot and cold. I won't stop, won't mess my groove up, cause I already know how this thing go. You wanna tell your friends that you're leaving me. They say that they don't see what you see in me. You wait a couple months, then you gon' see. You'll never find nobody better than me.
Talking, talking, talk. Baby, let's just knock it off. They don't know what we've been through. They don't know about me and you. So I got something new to see. And you just gon' keep hating me. And we just gon' be enemies. I know you can't.
Good morning, everybody. The time is now 4:03 a.m. I'm your host, Howie Sharlin. Welcome back to Misinformed, the final episode of the season, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a great time. We have an amazing show for you. Culmination of months of hard work. It's about to go crazy. We'll get to it. Get back on the mic a little bit. Talk about what's been upsetting me. Talk about all the BS, some complaining going on. We're gonna make it special. So do not go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Let's get it today.
Climbing over that wall. I remember, yes, I remember, yes, I remember it all. Swear the hype be too tall. So like September, I fall down below. Now I know that the medicine be on call. Yeah, it's feeling like you hot enough to melt. Yeah, can't trust no one, can't even trust yourself. Yeah, and I love you, I don't love nobody else. Yeah, tell them they can take that bullshit elsewhere. Self-care, I'm treating me right. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. We gonna be alright.
We gon' be alright. I'll switch the time zone, but what do I know? Spending nights hitchhiking, where will I go? I could fly home with my eyes closed. But if you're kinda hard to see, there's no surprise though. And you can find me, I ain't hiding. I don't move my feet when I be gliding. I just slide it, and then I roll up.
Yeah, I be reading them signs. I be losing my, I be losing my mind. Yeah, get the fuck out the way. Must be this how to play. It must be nice up above the lights and what a lovely life that I made. Yeah, I know that feeling like it's in my family tree. Yeah, that Mercedes drove me crazy. I be speeding. Somebody save me from myself. Yeah, tell them they can take that bullshit elsewhere. Self-care. We gonna be good. Hell yeah. They letting me clap.
I switched the time zone, but what do I know? Spending nights hitchhiking, where will I go? I could fly home with my eyes closed. But if you're kinda hard to see, there's no surprise though.
I was taking too much, got stuck in oblivion, yeah, yeah. Oblivion, yeah, yeah. Oblivion, yeah, yeah. I got all the time in the world, so for now I'm just chilling. Plus I know it's a beautiful feeling. In oblivion, yeah, yeah. Oblivion, yeah, yeah. Oblivion, yeah, yeah. City when I come home, yeah. The sunset quickly, then get up slow. Yeah. I just connect and upload. Watch it spin around. We just spin it round. Yeah. Just gonna travel through the unknown. Yeah. We play it cool, we know we fucked up. Yeah. You keep on saying you in love, so tell me, are you really down? Are you really down? Go back to my crib and play some 45s. It's safe in here, I know there's still a war outside. We spend our nights all liquored up, I'm on the side. Can you feel it now? Oblivion, yeah, yeah. Plus I know it's a beautiful feeling. In oblivion, yeah, yeah. Oblivion, yeah, yeah. Oblivion, yeah,
shit, I don't know the reason.
305.
Underlay, underlay, revive.
Hola.
Me and J Balvin on G5.
Chola.
Success is a drug, hey man, we high.
I, your mother, is a beehive.
Yeah.
I got love for you haters.
Yeah.
Ain't you tired of enslaving?
Huh?
Come with us, make some paper.
Yeah.
Cause you should own what you label.
Yeah, you never stayed in Kahlua.
Why?
I put Chanel on my shooter. Flooded my chain and it Gucci. I don't want that girl, she moody. I'm basically saying I'm cooler. Get DR discounts from my cougar. Back in the sixth grade, I got them bad grades. I was in love with my tutor.
See, musically lose, you trapping, man. Most of you rappers be actors, man.
Go MIA when I find Little Madison. Stay at the Ritz-Carlton, this not the Radisson.
Just took a blue one, about to take the red pill.
Purple thoughts in my brain, hope it don't spill.
Stay with a nerd, you're like Urkel Jalil.
Fresh is like Carlton, I kill him but will.
Big ass R on my Smiths.
Big ass R on my whips.
Slip on shoes so you won't trip.
Say she kinda fine and she got some hips.
Mama said, let me see the witch.
Boy, you know, light and dark don't mix.
Mix it up, boy, bad luck.
Sick to my stomach with them neon guts.
Higher than Elon Musk. So high, stars in the dust. And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon guts. Dark energy we don't touch. All jewelry's beyond touch. And they give a nigga colorful aura, like I got neon guts.
Higher than Elon Musk. So high, stars eat our dust.
And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon guts.
Dark energies we don't touch.
Our jewelry's beyond touch.
And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon guts.
Yeah, fam, Pharrell on Mars with my fellow star. I'm like lightning striking in a metal rod. I say hello, God, in the double bars. So damn it, MX, I got a yellow card.
Yellow card, yellow card. Damn, P, I need a yellow card.
I am from the root, like where the pedal start.
I had to push like a pedal start.
Started way after, but ahead of y'all.
New crib, got a better yard.
2 years, I got hella cars.
Since the eighth grade, I had hella broads.
Hella bras, hella bras.
Yellow painting with a yellow bra.
Shit came from Cost, probably Marge.
Slick my hair back like I'm Chico DeBarge.
I got some lights on my chest.
Don't confuse it with a heart.
Heard things ain't looking too good for you.
Had to pull some strings like I played a harp.
I get these billions alone.
It been that way from the start.
Smoking good kush, my cologne.
Got neon guts cause I can't see in the dark.
Higher than Elon Musk. So high, stars eat our dust. And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon guts. Dark energy we don't touch. All jewelry's beyond touch. And they give a nigga colorful aura, like I got neon guts.
Higher than Elon Musk. So high, stars eat our dust.
And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon guts.
Dark energies we don't touch.
Our jewelry's beyond touch.
And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon guts.
And we back real quick with a little quick sports update, all you NBA fans out there. Two games last night, the Golden State Warriors versus the Memphis Grizzlies. Warriors sneaking out with that dub, late game shenanigans. Klay Thompson, what a wash now. Missed two clutch free throws, and then Warriors were up by one with like 6 seconds left. Grizzlies had the ball, but Ja could not come up big time with the clutch. Warriors winning that 117 to 116. Other game, Bucks Celtics game one. Of course, winner's going to play the Heat after we sweep the Sixers, starting with our first game tonight. But the Bucks pooping, literally pooping, Odell Beckham Jr. style on the Celtics was embarrassing. To all you Celtics fans listening, to all the Celtics fans at this stupid school showing you that they are not built for the playoffs. Jason Tatum is such a sore loser. Your entire franchise full of losers. Okay? Not making it out the second round. Heat, we're already a lock versus Sixers. Been saying this for the last, like, 3 months, guys, all right? It's getting kind of old, but game one, Heat Heat Sixers tonight. Kyle Lowry's out. We don't care. Still winning. Jimmy Butler questionable. Half our team's questionable. Good thing we have the biggest depth in NBA history, probably. We have shooters on top of shooters, and then we have some more shooters on top of that. Okay? Next, I don't even know. Baseball. I'm not doing baseball updates because baseball is for losers. Hockey. I think the Panthers are still doing well, but hockey's less for losers. And then NFL draft. I don't even know. Dolphins drafted some like defensive end from the Bulldogs. Listen, we're winning the Super Bowl this year also. Been saying this for months. So in recap, if you're only going to remember like two things, it's that Heat are winning the championship, Dolphins winning the Super Bowl. Anything besides that, that's just extra. We don't care about that. And chess world, Meltwater chess championship, that Oslo Esports. I think Duda won it, Jan Krzysztof Duda. He moves on. Some exciting new format of a chess tournament. I had some fun watching, I'm going to be honest. You know, dabbled in some live streams, some recaps on the YouTube. But besides that, sports world's pretty quiet besides the NBA playoffs. And yeah, I think that's that. That's it for the quick sports update. Get you more informed. And got some more music coming on for the rest of the hour. Stay tuned, though. We have the most controversial take. Actually, anything that isn't directly in tune with what Vox or what any other left-wing frickin' BS machine posting website says is controversial at the school. So, you know, I'm going to be disagreeing with some stuff that I heard in class today. It's going to be interesting. Yes, people at Tufts have more than one opinion, in case you didn't know, in case you were misinformed like that. So, yeah, we're going to get back on in a little bit. But for now, let's keep it chill. Let's keep it groovy. All right, we have some more music playing for you. A personal favorite. One of a song with a lot of great memories associated with it. Let's get it. And I'll be back. See you soon.
Here we go. Come with me. There's a world out there that we should see. Take my hand. Close your eyes. With you right here, I'm a rocketeer. Let's fly. Fly. Up, here we go, go. Up, here we go, go.
Let's fly.
Up, here we go, go. Where we stop, nobody knows, yeah. No. Where we're going, we don't need roads. And where we stop, nobody knows. No. To the stars if you really want it. Got a jet pack with your name on it. Above the clouds in the atmosphere. Just say the words and we out of here. Hold my hand if you're feeling scared. We're flying up, up, out of here.
Here we go.
Chop the streets of Tokyo, get you fly kick. Girl, you always on my mind. Got my head up in the sky and I'm never looking down. Feeling priceless, yeah. Where we at, only few have known. Want some next level Super Mario. I hope this works out, cardio. Till then, let's fly, Geronimo.
Here we go.
Before
but I ain't never seen a face like yours. You made me feel like I could touch the planets. You want the moon, girl, watch me grab it. See, I ain't never seen a star this close. You got me stuck by the way you glow. I'm like, oh, 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 oh. I'm like, oh, 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 oh.
Here we go.
Check it.
All right, guys, time is now 4:25. We're going to get into the main segment. I actually wrote something down for this episode because it's the final episode of the season. We got to put a little bit more work into it. Can't just do the old wing it on the spot. But, yeah, something I want to talk about today. You know, the title of the show, let's just get into that real quick. Title of the show, Uncensored, Unadulterated, Unimpressed. All right, and actually, I don't know where the unadulterated part is. Uncensored, I guess, because I'm saying whatever I want to. I'm not listening to cancel culture. I'm going to speak my mind. Unimpressed, because I was just unimpressed by the level of intelligence displayed the level of intelligence displayed by my fellow Tufts students. All right, let's bring it back to Monday, a week from today, week in the past. So what day was that? Like the 24th, 25th. Anyways, I'll paint the scene. I was sitting in my English 1 class. For those of you who don't go to Tufts, English 1, you gotta take it unless you took the AP. To place out of it, but I didn't because AP English is for weirdos. But we were in my penultimate class of my freshman English writing seminar, okay? And right before class started, you know, the world was buzzing about Elon Musk buying Twitter, all right? And I'm not really up to date with politics posted on social media or left-wing traditional media outlets. You know, if I'm staying up to date with current events, trying to inform myself, basically just read the Wall Street Journal, sometimes the Washington Post if I want to get upset, or, you know, maybe try and unbias myself. But pretty much I just read those two. And I also do watch a good amount of political commentary, stuff like that, from moderate, centrist, a little right-leaning sources on YouTube like that. But I completely missed the memo that Elon Musk buying Twitter was this month's world-ending manifestation of alt-right fascism. I didn't realize that people were upset about it. I was kind of hyped, you know, like Twitter. So, you know, like it seems like a good in my eyes. Like he wants to bring up free speech and censorship, stuff like that. I was like, okay, I'm chilling with that. But anyways, so some dude in my class, in this English class, brought up Musk and the recent news of his Twitter. And I was really surprised. I was surprised when half the class was not happy about it. I was clearly upset, you know, snickering, making some comments, stuff like that. And that kind of dumbfounded me. I was like, what are they so scared about? It's, you know, it's been a while since I only got my, like, when I was, like, a stupid teenager and I only got my news from, like, social media or Vox or Instagram or Snapchat or any other easily digestible propaganda factories. But I was just surprised. Like, up until Monday, I feel like I knew what the woke mob was upset about. So when this just completely flew under my radar, you know, I was just surprised. But anyways, this conversation continued. The kid brought up Elon, and per usual, in my classic English class style, just straight face. I don't really talk in that class. Actually, we'll talk about that class a little bit. So that class is basically, you would think from a required English class that we'd learn maybe how to write argumentative papers, how to, I don't know, dissect and analyze pieces of media. Sure, we do that. We do some of that. Okay, I'm not going to lie. But it ends up just turning out to be who can better articulate and then re-articulate the same identity politics, class struggle, blah, 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 oppressor versus oppressed, pretty radical narratives of the literature that we read, because we do read some pretty politicized stuff. And I'm, I was kind of surprised when the only like stuff that we were reading or movies that we were watching for that class were like kind of crazy stuff. Like the most recent thing we watched was this movie called Born in Flames, which was like a mockumentary about some post-socialist revolution in America, and these like feminists started an army or something, and I don't know, it was talking about gender roles and all that stuff and yada yada, stuff that you'd expect in some women and gender studies class or some anthropology or some humanities class that some super soldiers would be discussing, not just your typical English 1 class. But yeah, like I can't really add to a conversation in this class because it's like so political, and if I were to say anything really, it would be disagreeing, not because I'm a contrarian, but because I disagree and I have a worldview that I established through critical thinking, not to diss on other people. I don't know about them, but like if they were to bring up something that we were talking about, this movie or other stuff, like I would just have to disagree, and then I'd have to show why my worldview disagrees with this specific point and yada yada, and I'd have to establish so many premises, it would be so slow and all that, and it just, the conversation wouldn't go anywhere. Plus people would probably think that I'm like racist or I don't know, homophobic or something like that, because I don't exactly agree with every single thing that they have to say, which gets me anxious in that class. That's why I'm typically straight-faced, just taking it in, just maybe trying to consider what other people have to say. But if I were to try and talk, I feel like it would not end well for me. Even if I would be careful and all that stuff, it just takes a lot of effort. So anyways, that's a little background on that class. You know, it's assuming that everyone has this Marxist, socialist, progressive, critical view of 21st century academia mindset, and that's just not me, folks. I don't know, I guess I'm just built different. But anyways, back to this class on Monday. So this dude, classmate, introduced the news. I can't remember exactly what he said, but basically he brought up Musk buying Twitter. He brought up that he was buying it, taking on debt, bringing the company private, financing it with Tesla stocks. And then he started talking about how he has issues with Twitter's censorship policies and wants to increase the freedom of speech on the platform. And my classmates were silent, you know, listening to him, being respectful, until he started talking about Musk, like, complaining about censorship and free speech. And literally, I can clearly remember right when he said the words free speech, like half the class just went like, oh, or like, no, or yada yada, like, oh my God, I'm so disappointed, but come on guys, it's only Twitter, yada yada, stuff like that. And, you know, consoling each other with words of solidarity. Honestly, beautiful. Love to see the sense of community we got at this school. But I was really surprised, like, you know, I hope that my classmates, when they think about freedom of speech in a vacuum, okay, just like the idea of it, you know, they're still on board with that. But they literally were upset when this dude brought up free speech. And if you've been convinced that free speech means evil Nazi, bad racist, blah, 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 bad racist Nazi, then I don't know, something not good is going on. That's just my personal opinion. But like, I feel like free speech now, when most of the kids at this school think of it, or somebody have an issue with free speech, they just have an archetype of person that they look down upon morally, look down upon politically. And yeah, I just found it remarkable. On paper, someone brings up free speech, and then half the class starts complaining about it. And yeah, I think we're really screwing the pooch over here, all right? I think this class is analogous with the culture on campus. You can't actively promote, agree, discuss, really any idea that isn't in the little red book of socially acceptable values. You know, I'm writing a paper right now for my ethics class on abortion, okay? We don't got to get into the specifics because I don't think that this free-form radio station can handle it, let's be honest. But thank God that my ethics class is a space where I feel like I can develop my own ideas. I'm researching, I'm pondering on the moral status of abortion, drawn both from a famous anti-abortion philosophical argument by Don Marquis, using that in my considerations. Then I'm also discussing, analyzing the fundamental, I guess, modern philosophical pro-abortion view by Judith Thompson. Two things I'm considering. And if I was too scared to search for an objective answer, you know, if I was too scared to find the truth, which it so easily is to get scared out of finding the truth at this school, I would just want to copy what Judith Thompson in her defense of abortion paper would say, you know, just copy down her argument, turn it as my own, and not have to disagree with anybody, which is a bit like how my English class goes. There's really never any disagreement. It's just, oh, I never considered that, or yada, 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 or, oh, wow, you make such a good point. I never thought about oppression in that way, or yada, yada. So, you know, I could have gone that route, the intellectually lazy route, but I decided not to. And shout out my ethics TA professor, really love that class. Thompson, something I found funny, Judith Thompson, you know, this, she, in her defense of abortion, she says that abortion, or a fetus does have a right to life, but all things considered, then she makes an argument why abortion is, she thinks, morally permissible. But I don't even think that today, if somebody were to say that a fetus has a right to life, I feel like even that, even though it's in a pro-choice argument, she would still get canceled. So I thought that that was funny. But I think it's honestly super terrible that consideration of ideas are deemed, that are deemed counterproductive or so dangerous. And this goes back to the whole Twitter thing, you know, discussing certain ideas will lead people to be hateful or commit violence or make people feel unsafe, yada, yada. And it's really hard, you know, for people who have that idea, like they think, okay, Musk wants to increase free speech. Oh, he just wants to promote hate speech. And I'm super compassionate and I base my entire worldview off of compassion. So now my emotions are involved and it's really hard to get people to think critically, rationally, objectively when the emotions get involved. So yeah, take Florida, something that highlights this emotional connection, holding on to keeping the status quo and ideas that you don't want to be discussed, not discussed. I think that it's well exemplified in Florida right now, actually. You know, RD, Daddy DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, however you want to call him, whether you like him or not, okay, he's not backing down from corporate or government threats. Disney, you know, traditional media, CNN, Democratic lawmakers, Democrats are all calling him the devil reincarnated. And he's not backing down. Like, again, I'm not promoting, I'm not roasting him. I'm just saying, he's not backing down. And they are literally throwing every single thing that they have at him. They're calling him evil, backwards, threatening the LGBTQIA and other marginalized groups. And that's literally like every single thing they could do. They just throw bad moral labels on somebody. And still, he's not backing down, which is kind of crazy. And of course, people are going to think that he's evil because he's just not listening to all of their emotionally charged criticism of him. And if Democrats, if they're going to want to be successful, or should I say, if they don't want to lose every single thing that they have in these midterm elections coming up, they might, you know, I'm not a Democrat political strategist, but they might have to use the archaic, barbaric, absolutely out of fashion, gross, outdated C word. Okay, what's that C word I'm talking about? Compromise. let me say it again, but I'm going to whisper it. Compromise. You know, they might actually have to compromise for once if they don't want to lose the House and the Senate and then the presidency in 3 years. Okay? And so, yeah. One, and again, final point about Tufts and the doomsday attitude. One thing that Tufts has done to me is sometimes when you step back and realize that the entire country is in like this super liberal college campus, you know, it's really easy to lose track on proportions and get really doomsday. Most people don't hold politics over everything else there is in life. Don't get so emotionally charged like some of my classmates, fellow students, stuff like that. Like I go on Tinder, you know, I'll see in like half the people's bios, if you're Republican, swipe left. If you're pro-capitalist, swipe left. One time I even saw somebody say, if you're moderate or centrist or Republican, swipe left. I just thought that that was funny, okay? Because that's a little crazy, come on. But good things those people aren't as big a proportion of the population as living in Boston and having your Tinder set from 18 to 22 would make it seem. And yeah, that's just about it. What else I gotta do? I gotta read a PSA. Hold on one second, let me grab that. Required to do that once an hour. I'll fire this one off quickly. Somerville Porch Fest 2022. All right, Somerville Porch Fest 2022 is set to ring out on front stoops across the city on Saturday, May 14th. Stroll through neighborhoods citywide to enjoy this showcase of Somerville's varied and diverse array of musical talent. Ooh, that sounds nice. I love musical talent. Festivities will start west of Willow Avenue from 12 to 2 p.m. Performances between Willow Avenue and Central Street will take place from 2 to 4 p.m. And east of Central Street will bring it home from 4 to 6 p.m. For more information, go to somervilleartscouncil.org/porchfest. Or just search up Somerville Porch Fest on a search engine of your preference. A message from the Somerville Arts Council and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any comments, if you liked what I said, if you hated what I said, if you were offended by what I said, give us a call, 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. Say it again, 855-915-WMFO. Give us a call. We got some more music coming for you until the end of the hour. Got a quote of the day coming up. You know, we are not done yet. We still got 18, now almost 17 minutes of airtime. Keep you engaged. Get you more misinformed. All right. And, yeah, thanks for listening to me ramble. We're keeping it real. Hope you guys keep it real. Let's get that music playing. Yow.
No, I turned wrong. Left your heart torn. Is that what devils do? Took you so long, where only fools go. I shook the angel and you. Now I'm rising from the crowd, rising up to you. Filled with all the strength I find, there's nothing I can't do. From the ground,
out to you. Fill with all the strength I found. There's nothing I can't do.
So chill, chilly, willy, penguin feathered road. Cause I'm sipping pro, yeah, that meth is pro. Promethazine, yeah, stepping stone. Oh, they acting up, get your weapons wrong. They only killing time, another second gone. I heard your man at home, now you melatonin. But you acting young,
and you hella grown.
Okay, she giving me love, but it fucked my energy up. Every time it's finna be summer, only got the memories of us. And now we industry lovers, they making enemies of us. I mean, sometimes we in public, they drain this energy from us. Visit Italia, be my senorita. They've either or I've either, either way you need a visa. I ain't talking about MasterCards, debit cards either. Credit charge, Kermit the Frog, margaritas. Yeah, I heard she got a man, homie. Yeah, yeah, you wanna lay the hands on me. Yeah. But he should see the way she dance on me. Yeah.
wishing I ain't had no pants on me.
Alright guys, we got, for the last time of the season, quote of the day, Ernest Hemingway sent us away. There is nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self. And just like that, final quote of the day, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy yourself, enjoy your Monday, have a great start of the week. I will be having my radio show. We're going to be picking it up next semester. Better than ever. Back. Guns a-blazing. We're going to be having a great time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Enjoy yourselves. Be good. Stay misinformed. I'll see you later. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Come right away.
Cause you're sweet.
Yeah. What's your status? Yeah. Might hit your address if I'm on a mattress. Yeah. Jet right to you, I can't do no traps. I can't do no lackeys.
Cause you're sweet.
Like Coco. Why all you wanna do is a Coco. Hanging out with you is a no. Time like my jokes. We've been downstairs in the basement with the most.
Sweet.
Yeah. Shot my town, shot my tropes. Shot my jolie, make my chain look like Fruit. Yeah. Come get a taste, come get a scope. I done made it out the hood, the whole oaks. I done finally found a way to make the loop. Link up all my niggas in my jokes. Yeah. Link up, yeah. Link up, pull my sir. Smoke all my shit, stop and start again.
Cause you're sweet.
Like Coco. Why all you wanna do is a Coco. Hanging out with you is a no-go.
Cause you're sweet.
Yeah. Sabazi. Why is it? Run it up. All this cake. Bag it up. Then come right away. When I ask who bigger, ain't tryna argue with you, I'm tryna figure who you with, who your team, what's your